Awamantakapi, greetings, relatives. So what follows is a movement, a way to move energy, and also it's a meditation, and some people say it's a healing movement for healing myself. And the movement is real easy, which is clearly my own preference. So the movement is to sit with our feet flat and our hands on our thighs, palms down or palms up, either way, and to take a gentle breath and feel the floor underneath our feet and whatever we're sitting on. And after one or two gentle breaths, to focus on our fingers and our hands. And without moving our fingers, to become aware of the feeling that tells us that our hands are alive. That's a particular feeling, it's not a thought. So if you want to, take a moment and feel that feeling that tells you your hands are alive. And just feel it, just for a moment. And then without moving our toes, feel the feeling that tells us our feet are alive. And for a moment to focus on that feeling. So we're talking about feelings, not thoughts. Physical feelings in the body. So as you've got that one in the feet, then let's do the hands and the feet together, looking for and focusing on the feeling of being alive in the hands and in the feet at the same time. And then to go deeper into the feeling by taking a very gentle breath. And then maybe a little bit deeper even. And the next move is to find the feeling of being alive in the very center of the body. And to give that all of my awareness just for a moment. The feeling of being alive. And to be aware with my left brain, my conscious mind, that that feeling is always present. The feeling of being alive. So if I want to, when my mind is really active, I can come to the feeling of being alive, starting with my hands and my feet and then the center of my body. Some people say that this strengthens the immune system. It seems to quiet the rational mind immediately and develop a feeling of peace. Inside. So this simple exercise is designed to bring us to peace, to center in our body. It can be a meditation or even a prayer of gratitude. That we can always do this anyplace, at a stoplight, at a busy meeting, watching the clouds. So the next part of this is left brain. If we want to make a commitment to do this a couple of times a day, maybe in the morning before getting out of bed, maybe around lunchtime before eating, and perhaps at night before going to sleep and dreaming, to reset our energy, so to speak, by choice, rather than have it done by the outside world. To take control of our body without rigidity or without force. So if we decide to do this a couple of times a day, the next thing that happens is we learn whether we follow through or not. And if we use it as a stalking exercise, acknowledging the exercise helps us feel good and peaceful, we begin to stalk ourselves and to become aware of how it may be a challenge for us to do things that are good for us, as the exercise takes less than 3 minutes. So the prayer this morning, as we share this exercise, is that you, Metakapi, my relatives, find it useful in your journey. Thank you and blessings. Oh.